Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Mitch.
You're very welcome. So tell us, what are some of the most important tests that people should be getting but aren't?
Well, there are a few tests. First among them is, of course, a skin check. We live in a country which is sun-drenched, and so there are a large number of people who are following the slip-slop-slap rules, but despite that can have cancer developed, and they should have their checks.
Mm-hmm.
We are now living in a society where it's all becoming about food competitions on television. Soft drinks are getting supersized. Chocolates are getting larger, so we are in a burgeoning growth industry for diabetes nowadays. We are the leading, it's one of the fastest growing diseases.
Wow.
So people should have blood tests done and sugar tests done. The government provides free screening for breast, bowel, and cervical cancer, especially after the age of 50. Cervical cancer is earlier, of course, and people should have that done. We at Personalize, we see a lot of patients who thankfully have gone to their optometrist, especially after the age of 40, and they've had their eyes tested. And there are new diseases that get picked up, like glaucoma, which are silent. And people should have an eye and a dental check as well. Children are tested at schools for their eye problems, so they thankfully get screened and picked up. It's really the 40-plus group, which is often delayed in picking up diseases.
Yeah, and so why do we sort of see people sort of not getting tested as regularly as they should be once they hit the sort of 40 age mark?
People are meaning to have tests done, but as you mentioned, they're busy, so they decide to put it off till the Christmas time when it's downtime. Then Christmas comes and goes, and they say, well, let me have it done after Christmas because the family's involved. Soon you realize it's March, and it's only 9 more months to the next Christmas. You might as well wait for the next one, huh? The other reasons why it happens is people are too scared to find out, which is a bit unfortunate. Or people think it's not going to happen to them. We are nuclear families. We don't come in contact with diseases that much. So you think no 40-year-old thinks that they're ever going to be 80-year-old. No 20-year-old thinks they're ever going to be a 40-year-old. Everybody's immortal.
Yeah, that's
right. It's not true. So you need to have a check done. It's the biggest tragedy is when you have a known disease in your family and if you don't get it checked. You know, that's a risk factor. You should be more alert. Those are the people who will get the most out of these screening tests.
And, of course, what's the danger for, I guess, letting these things slide? I mean, do you get to a point where it's too late and
Yeah. It's a tragedy in a country like Australia, where, especially in the cities, you know, health is available, health care is so excellent in this country that it's all around, but people don't stop to pause to look after themselves. Generally, it's men who don't tend to do this because they are working, they are pushing themselves, and they keep putting it off till they retire. Women are much better. I'm sure there's room to improve, but women are much better. Women tend to be to then go on the back burner because the men fall sick. They're too busy looking after their partners. This is a gross generalization, I realize, but this general pattern. And so they tend to put off. They are good till a certain point, then they're too busy looking after the family. And then that also drops off, and then the women again improve. So there's a whole range of reasons.
One barrier might be perceived cost. People might think these tests cost a lot of money. They might not have much money themselves. So are they expensive, these tests, or are some
even
free?
Not at all. They're screening tests. They're essentially there to pick up things rather than to treat and diagnose. So a lot of the tests are actually covered by Medicare. They're also covered in some cases by their health fund, so they can call their health fund. And some of them come by mail to your house, like the bowel cancer one, you get sent one. So cost shouldn't be, and it shouldn't be a big barrier. And plus, this is so important for your life that if there is anything you should be spending on, it's on you yourself.
That's a great point. We might leave it there. But Dr. Chandra Bala, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Pleasure, Mitch. Thank you.